Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show that aims to mine a few nuggets that can support us in transforming our well-being as we choose to live in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature, even though it might seem at first a bit counterintuitive, like a nightingale, a bird that sings out in the dark. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist. Lovely to be with you today. I'm so grateful for your company. I know that we can't see each other, but I definitely feel the connection. Now, have you been struggling with the incredibly hot weather a lot of us have seen lately? Extremes of temperature can be challenging, but sometimes they can be healing too. My two guests today are big proponents of the healing effects of intense cold. Not the kind of cold that I regularly enjoy as a year-round wild swimmer, but intense cold, cryotherapy. Antra Getsov has been a driving force behind the cryotherapy industry for 15 years, and Maria Ensabella is also a pioneer in the cryo world. She introduced it to London and the UK back in 2016. Now, together, they've written a book called Reinventing Cool, How to Make Cold Your Best Ally Against Inflammation, Pain and Aging. And Maria and Antra joined me to talk about the benefits of this possibly misunderstood therapy, because I suspect that when most people hear cryo, they think of freezing people when they die. I started off by asking Maria to explain exactly what is meant by cryotherapy.
I'd love to explain it for you. So with cryotherapy, it's all about subjecting yourself to really cold temperatures in a cryo machine, whether that be a chamber or a cabin, as we call it. You go down to minus 110 to minus 130 degrees, really cold for 2 to 3 minutes. I know that. But that's where you're going to get the benefits of cryotherapy.
Can I interrupt?
Of course.
Don't like to interrupt. In this, but 100 and something degrees, that is, yes, Fahrenheit or Celsius?
That's Celsius.
Wow.
So, yes, yeah. I don't know what it is in Fahrenheit. I think it's minus 200, but Antra might be able to confirm that for us.
Yeah.
So it is subjecting yourself to really cold temperatures, and you're only in there for 2 to 3 minutes, but you get the health benefits from doing it that way. So you're right when you say people associate cryogenics with, you know, people, you know, being dead and coming back to life. But this is all about being cold enough to give you the health benefits that are lowering inflammation, dealing with pain management, and giving you a burst of energy, as well as some other benefits as well. So that's the difference between, you know, cold cryotherapy and doing cold water immersion.
So, but cold water immersion also gives you health benefits. So what's the specific difference between the two?
So with cold water immersion, it's great for building resilience. It's great for boosting your immune system, and it does give you a burst of energy. But it's when you get to the much colder temperatures, like cryotherapy, that you're going to get the benefits of, you know, reducing inflammation in the body, lowering cortisol levels, and helping you get a great night's sleep. So it's those health benefits that come, you know, that are more serious in a way, like autoimmune diseases. That's when what we're able to help with when you do a cryotherapy session, rather than just doing cold water immersion. But there's a place for both of us to incorporate both into your lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. And Antra, if you could explain, please, to us how this works. I mean, what's the science behind it? Because, most people, again, think that if you're cold, that's bad, right? But there is a positive benefit. And how does that work? Because I would have thought, or other people might think, that if you get that cold, it's going to damage the cells in our bodies. So how does that work?
So it does not damage any cell in the body. And the main principle that whole body cryotherapy relies on is thermal shock. So
Okay.
there is a reason why we need temperature so low in the chamber. And Maria did not mention, but I will mention that we are talking about cold air. So technically, two steps back, cryotherapy is everything cold applied for therapeutic purposes. So cold water immersion is a form of cryotherapy. Cold pack on your swelling joint is a form of cryotherapy. We are talking about a specific type of cryotherapy, which is also called cold air therapy oftentimes. And that is very powerful in many ways. The main reason why it is so powerful is that it shocks the body into thinking that something needs to be done or the life is over. So we are kind of creating perceived threats to survival with that super low temperature. And we know from literature and from science everywhere that there is nothing that the body prioritizes more than survival. So if you are in a situation when it is fight or flight, that is exactly the mechanism that we are like triggering through exposing the body to that extreme cold, then super powerful protective processes get involved. And in this case, because there is no information to the brain for how long you have to survive that super cold environment, the first thing that needs to be protected is the core. The core temperature is what determines whether we can survive, whether we can function normally. So the blood gets drawn to the core right away because the signal is immediate and very strong to protect the core temperature from falling. So you get more blood, more oxygen, more nutrients around all essential organs while you are exposed to that super low temperature. It is timed so that this is very safe. So our body does not cool down immediately. So those 3 minutes you are spending normally in a cryo chamber is not enough to damage any tissue, but it is enough to trigger that very powerful mechanism. And then after you step out of that cold chamber, then the perceived threat is over, and then all that blood gets like flushed back to the peripheral. So you get the benefits to the skin and to also, all the damaged areas where blood circulation may be somehow impaired. So that is also a reason why we talk
Yeah.
about inflammation reduction.
Yeah, and as you're talking, I could just imagine listeners thinking about Antarctic and Arctic explorers, and getting very, very cold and getting frostbite, and well, let's just say not doing very well in that environment. But that's because they've been exposed for so long, isn't it? I mean, Maria, this is what people need to understand, is you don't need a great deal of it for the benefits.
No, that's correct. What we do say, you're only in there for 2 to 3 minutes. That's enough to trigger the fight or flight mode, get the blood to rush to your core. It oxygenates the blood, replenishes it with nutrients, flushes out toxins. Then you step out, and as Andrew explained, that oxygenated blood flows to areas where you've got any muscle soreness or any inflammation in the body.
Yeah. And so when we think of freezing cold temperatures and we think of explorers in the frozen wastes of our planet, this is not what we're talking about at all. We're talking about a quick, sharp shock. And that does amazing things for our body. So, I mean, maybe you can tell me, Maria, what kind of issues this kind of therapy is good for?
Definitely. So a lot of there's a I always say everybody has their own cryo journey, but we have a lot of people that come to do cryotherapy for muscle recovery. They come in to if they've got any pain, for example, people with autoimmune diseases or an injury, because it helps to get some fresh oxygenated blood to those areas where they're suffering. People who also want a burst of energy, people that are suffering with sleep issues, because cryotherapy can help with that as well. So depending on what pain that you're coming in with is how we would recommend you do cryotherapy. But with everything, it's not just doing one session that's going to produce the magic for you. I mean, we know you're going to have a great night's sleep that night, but it's when you do it consistently that you're going to get the benefits. We do recommend that you do between 8 to 10 sessions. front-loading cryotherapy, so it awakens the internal doctor in you and it starts the healing process. So it is a matter of doing it consistently. Like everything in life, with eating healthy and with movement, you also need to do cryotherapy consistently to get the benefits.
Right. So it's not a one-off. It's not something you just do once and then, move on.
No, correct. It does need to be consistent so that you are getting those benefits because the body starts to reset itself, so that you can get the healing benefits.
So how many sessions would somebody typically have?
Well, it depends on what you're coming in for. For example, we've just had the London Marathon. So we've got a lot of people that are coming in today for recovery, and they'll probably just do it the once to get the benefits of the recovery. If you're someone who is struggling to sleep, then we would probably say come in, 3 or 4 times a week, come in the afternoon, because we find that that's the best time to do cryotherapy if you've got sleep issues. So probably coming 4 or 5 times a week. If you're just doing it for maintenance, once a week might be enough. After you've done your bulk sessions, then we would say come and do it on a maintenance of doing it maybe once a week. So someone with autoimmune diseases, the more regular that they come in and get the pain relief benefits, then we would say, yeah, 4 or 5 times a week to come in if you can.
So autoimmune issues and what else? I mean, what else are we talking about? Yes, I mean recovery, muscle recovery, that sort of thing. What else? What other things can it help with?
With fatigue, it can help with brain fog. So we've had some clients who especially after the pandemic are experience a bit of brain fog. People with menopause are also go through that. So we do know that it helps people like that as well. And even just people who are feeling maybe a bit depressed, they can get the benefits of feeling much happier because it's helping them sleep. So the benefits, it's not directly, but indirectly, we're helping them with cryotherapy to feel better as well. So there are a number of different types of people that will benefit from cryotherapy.
Really interesting. And I noticed that former Spice Girl Melanie Chisholm, or Mel C, Sporty Spice, gives a quote praising the book. She also says that she works out harder than ever these days, and recovery wouldn't be possible without cryotherapy. I think it's something I will have to try. First, though, it's time to take a short break to hear our sponsor's messages. Back after this with more from Antra and Maria.
The station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Alchemy 101 with me, JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and my two guests today, cryotherapy pioneers and authors Maria Ensabella and Antra Getsov. Before the break, we heard how cryotherapy works and what it can help with. But I was curious to hear about the science and asked Antra if there'd been a lot of research into it.
There definitely is some. There have been hundreds of studies published to date. Usually in our field, they are quite small sample, and every study ends in words like more research is required. But there definitely are areas where there is enough proof to say that whole body cryotherapy it is not the solution for any problem, and we must stress that it is not way to heal or cure any ailment. It is a way to support the body's natural abilities to recover. And maybe to add to what you asked Maria and what Maria was explaining, I would like to divide the reasons why cryotherapy works into three main categories. There are actually more, but those three kind of naturally explain what you can expect from whole body cryotherapy. So one thing is blood circulation stimulation. And you know that blood is our life in the body, and everything depends on blood circulation. And our blood circulation gets sluggish because we don't move enough, we sit too much, we may be injured. There are other reasons why blood circulation is somehow impaired. And if you boost blood circulation, like somehow artificially, almost like in this case, stimulated so much, then pretty much every organ, every cell in the body benefits. So that is why we can talk about muscle recovery after workouts. That is why we can talk about inflammation reduction and so on, so on. Then the second group of benefits comes from nervous system stimulation. So it's parasympathetic stimulation. When you step into that stressful environment, the first reaction is sympathetic. So you are stressed, but it is just for seconds, literally. And then the body relaxes and the parasympathetic system steps in. And that is everything that is related to your ability to relax, to manage stress, to sleep better, and so on. So, and the third group is hormonal stimulation, hormonal reactions. So, if we are in that stressful environment and then the perceived threat is over and you step out, then endorphin rush steps in because the body involuntarily feels happy about like escaping that stress. Sometimes I when I teach students, I tell them, imagine if you were like walking the street and suddenly a crazy dog started chasing you, and what happens? Your heart starts pounding, you are running for your life, right? And then suddenly the dog is gone. It's like, how do you feel about that? You feel happy, you relax, you start smiling, and your body is happy too. So that is that happiness hormone that gets released in the body, and that explains the anxiety and depression and mood swing benefits that are actually, if we talk about science, one of the most proven benefits of whole body cryotherapy. So the effects on depression, symptoms of depression are really amazing.
Now that's interesting. And so talking about hormonal issues then, so it would reduce cortisol presumably in the body because of the because of that shock to the body. But also then I'm wondering about general hormone production and balance. Does it help with that? So Maria, maybe I can just ask you about that. I mean, let's say somebody, a woman, is approaching perimenopause or going through perimenopause and menopause. Does it help with that kind of thing? Because that's a point where we're all, I say, speaking as somebody who's way past all of that, but that's where a lot of women find it, they really struggle, or we really struggle to find something that works to give us this balance.
So cryotherapy does help with regulating your hormones, especially for women that are perimenopausal. There was a clinic out in Sevenoaks here in Kent, Cryojuvenate, and they carried out a study with one of the universities. And there was a proven track record that women were able to deal with their hot flushes, for example, by doing cryotherapy regularly. So, yes, we do know that it does help with women and when they go through perimenopause and menopause by doing cryotherapy. But again, it needs to be done, consistently over a period of time. It's not going to be a one or two sessions that are going to have that benefit for you.
Yeah. So yes, I see what you're saying. Yeah. And has Antra, has there been much research into this? I mean, any kind of reviews, peer reviews, and anything like that into how this therapy can help women who are going through menopausal changes?
I must admit that there is not much published on like hormonal changes and hormonal changes in women around menopause in particular. And I would want to stress when we talk about whatever benefit of whole body cryotherapy, the word that we should be using is may help rather than will help, does help, because our biology is super complex, and there are not very many conditions where like science is like really firm that yes, this may be a great adjunct therapy. So depression and mood disorders is one, all the arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis and similar things
I can
where
imagine being.
inflammation is the problem. That is another. And obviously there is a lot of research into sports performance boosting and recovery. But then there is a large group of different conditions. And there may be like even cerebral palsy or things like that, where say you may try, obviously, if the doctor agrees with that, because there is a need for oversight, cryotherapy to ease symptoms. In multiple sclerosis patients, for example, it is suggested that you do whole body cryotherapy before doing physical exercise because it is typical for multiple sclerosis people to overheat. And that is a very like debilitating reaction and feeling. So they gets better exercise out of the program that they have been subscribed to thanks to cooling and so on. There are so many different ways how whole body cryotherapy may, and I am really stressing that may help, but at the same time, there are also cases when people don't react so well. So when it comes to medical conditions, we must stress every time that it is not a replacement. It is potentially help, and it should not be done just like out of nowhere. The more serious the medical condition, the more the physician should be involved, at least in terms of like guiding the patient into the right use, the frequency, maybe combinations, the best combinations with others.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I think that goes for any kind of therapy, doesn't it? It and not, there's no one size fits all. Not everybody might really, benefit, but also I can see that a lot of people might not really fancy the idea of a sudden cold shock to the system. And do you find that, Marie? Do you find people coming to the clinic and thinking, I don't know, I don't really know if I want to do this. I'm not sure about this.
Oh, there's so many cases of that. A lot of people are like, it's already too cold outside. Why am I going to put myself through this? But it's all about, it's a different kind of cold, and you're going to get health benefits from doing it. But something that we've had to deal with from day one is people, it's the unknown. It's really cold, but someone is always with you as you go through the experience of doing a cryotherapy session. We set your mind at ease. We give you some breathing techniques that you can have to do before you go in there, so you're setting yourself in. It's a mind over matter situation. So if you're in the right mindset, you'll be able to get through your cryotherapy session. And in the, we've had London Cryo for nearly a decade, and it's 99.9% of the times everyone's gone through it and done it, for the 2, 3 minutes and felt amazing when they step out. So it's really about putting yourself, taking yourself out of your comfort zone to experience cryotherapy.
So I've just had to pick up my little old foster cat here, who's been squawking at me and saying she wants attention and wants to bite me. But we'll carry on. She doesn't like cold. I can tell you that
Was
right from the
going
get go. She
to
does not like cold. So well, I can absolutely see that people, would have a problem. Now, I am an open water, cold water swimmer, and so I totally get it. When I first started, I thought, what am I doing here? Why would I do this? And she's got to get down now. Why would I do this? I'm getting into freezing cold water, not freezing cold, but cold water, which is often not far above freezing. And And you do have to kind of steel yourself. It is a mind over matter thing, isn't it? You really do have to steel yourself. So, do you help people get to that point where they can really, get their mindset or get their head around it, as we might say? Do you help people with that?
Of course. So the fact that you've shown up for the appointment is enough to know that we're going to go through it. That we've never had anyone say, "Oh, actually, no, actually, I'm not going to do it." They know that they want to put themselves through this, and we're really reassuring as well. And when we explain to you before you step in, explain the process. We always remind everybody that the door's not locked. So if at any point you say, "This is not for me," we open the door and get you out. That's never happened. Right. So it's, we know that it's reassuring to have, the team that's qualified and understand how you're feeling. The whole team do cryotherapy themselves, so they can speak from experience. And some of them have been scared as well to try it for the first time. But they know once they've done it, they feel amazing. Like there are even times now where I just think, oh, actually, I don't want to do this. It's too cold. But you put yourself through it and then you step out and you remind yourself, actually, I feel amazing now. I'm so glad I did that. So, yeah, so it is getting the right mindset, reminding them it's mind over matter. We play some great music. We're looking at maybe introducing some breath work. Into the session, so that might keep people calmer. And we're there to talk you through the whole experience. If any questions come up, we explain the benefits that you're getting whilst you're subjecting yourself to that cold, so you understand why you're doing it. And then once you step outside and the blood rushes back out, you get that adrenaline rush, you feel good, and you know, actually, that's why I do cryotherapy, and that's why people keep coming back.
Yeah, I can believe that. And now, Andrew, the title of the book is How to Make Cold Your Best Ally Against Inflammation, Pain, and Aging. Now, tell me what is involved with the aging or anti-aging, presumably, is what we're talking about here. How does that work?
Okay, so first of all, aging is related with everything that's happening in the body, right? And now there is absolutely no doubt that all the so-called age-related conditions and diseases, they are caused by systemic low-grade inflammation in the body. Pretty much everything. And if you can keep that inflammation at bay, then it means that you can slow down the aging processes that start from inside. So obviously, skin reflects everything that is happening to the body. Skin is our largest organ. It is kind of mirror, but you cannot look young and great if your body is a total wreck. So that is one thing. Another thing, of course, is that we call whole body cryotherapy kind of gym to the skin. Because we have lots of smooth muscles in the skin that cannot be consciously controlled. It's not like your biceps or triceps. And when you expose yourself to temperatures like we are talking about, then that's contraction, dilation, contraction, dilation. The same applies to blood vessels. It naturally trains the skin and also makes sure that skin gets good blood supply, which means better tone, better skin health, because again, we need blood and oxygen and nutrients to every cell in the body. And there is also quite a bit of proof these days that cold shock helps with stimulating collagen production. That's another factor that helps look better and younger. So it is absolutely a complex of different things, like everything else about whole body cryotherapy. We can talk about so many different aspects of it, but it is just because the entire body gets exposed and the entire body reacts. And the cascade of those reactions, they are sometimes even difficult to explain. There are so many things happening in parallel. And so at the end of the day, we are promoting cryotherapy as a really nature-based, very accessible, very easy to bear, even if people don't like cold, a way to keep the body functioning at its best.
And any regular listeners will know that this natural approach is right up my street, especially something that's going to stimulate our bodies into repairing themselves or bringing us back into balance. We'll hear more about aging shortly, but first it's time to take another short break. We'll be back with lots more in just a few minutes, right after we've heard from our wonderful sponsors, so stay with us.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on the world's number one award-winning Talk Health radio station. I'm JJ, the practical alchemist. And with me today are cryotherapy experts Maria Ensabella and Antra Getsoff, who have written Reinventing Cool, How to Make Cold Your Best Ally Against Inflammation, Pain and Aging. Well, we heard about the aging piece just before the break, and I wanted to talk more about aging, but as Antra and Maria have been talking, I realised I wasn't quite sure what they mean by full body cryotherapy. Are you completely encased in a cryo chamber or what? So first, here's Maria to explain that.
Okay, so there's two ways to do it. So some of us have the cryo sauna that has the head out, and others have it like a unit that you step into with your whole body. But it's all about exposing the body to the cold temperatures because it affects the bloodstream. So whether your head is in or out, the blood is going to keep flowing anyway. So we say whole body cryotherapy, but it is explaining it, doing it both ways, either with your head out or your head in. It's all about making sure that it's cold enough to shock the body, to get all the blood to rush to the core, protect your organs, perform the magic that it does, replenish it with nutrients, flushes out toxins, releases endorphins, and then you step out. So it doesn't matter really which way it does, that you do it. Yes.
Yeah, because I can imagine some people who might have a bit of claustrophobia wouldn't be too happy about stepping into a chamber like that. You know, I've never had a problem with that. Do you remember those flotation tanks that used to be very, very popular? Not so much now. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I loved those, just lying
so
in. Just lying in those, but they're warm. They're warm and cocoon-like and not at all like a cold blast of freezing air. So then just thinking again about the aging, of course, when we're talking about the increased blood flow and flushing toxins out, of course, that is going to stop you from actually developing aging symptoms. And I can imagine it being really good for skin. I don't want to suggest that it's an alternative to collagen creams and that sort of stuff, but it will firm it up, won't it? I mean, Antra, that's what you were saying. It really does firm up the muscles in the skin and really stops you from sagging, which is something that all people who are aging fear. So it will do that, won't it?
Absolutely, it will. And if you do cryotherapy regularly, the result is visible. We deal with it all the time. Oh, your skin looks so young. It looks so glowing. And that is thanks to blood supply to the skin, to collagen production stimulation. And it doesn't matter what we put on our skin topically. I'm not saying it doesn't help. There are different ways of helping the skin to look better and be better nourished and look healthier. But every single time when you have a choice whether to stimulate it naturally or to just smear something on top, the natural will be more effective and more lasting than the latter option.
Yeah, and then I'm also thinking about metabolism. So presumably it boosts one's metabolism. You know, do you find that, Maria, that people find that if they're having an issue with weight gain, for instance, that it will help with that?
It does help, but it's not the magic, pill that
Yeah,
everybody's
I
looking
don't think
for.
anything is.
No,
I
exactly.
frankly don't think anything is. And I think that if we if we take drugs for that, I think that's a no, I don't think that's great for our systems at all. Yeah, but no, but
No.
it might support that.
It does, because you're using up so much energy when you're in a cryotherapy session. We do know that it does reset and boost your metabolism. It does have that effect. But you do need to be doing everything else around that, as we keep saying, to get the benefits. But I do have a client that was coming in to us, and he was coming in for mental wellness issues. And then what we found is, as he was, proceeding through his protocol to help him around that, he was losing weight at the same time. So he said, one day we do need to come out, Maria, and say that there are some, weight loss benefits of doing cryotherapy, but we don't want to be known as a weight loss clinic. So we do
No.
know it is a benefit that comes, as well as improving our skin. It does help with helping lose weight, but it has
Yeah.
to be done, with everything else being, towards a healthy lifestyle as well.
Well, absolutely. And but it does sound to me as if it would aid that, because if you're boosting the metabolism and you're getting rid of toxins and you're, you know, doing all these other things, then it's got to support your metabolism. And yeah, you'd say reboot it. Yeah, that sounds fantastic to me. But you can't go home and eat burger and chips every day, you know,
Correct.
constantly,
That's
and
right.
think that that's going to be, you know, the magic bullet. No, it's never going to happen. I don't think anything natural will do the job for you if that's what you're doing, if that's what you're pushing into your body.
Yeah. It's not
Because
going
you
to help, but no, it's not going to help. But there's also the issue, the thing that also helps is that when you subject yourself to the cold, that your white there's your fat cells, there are white and there are brown. So doing lots of cold exposure turns the white fat cells, which is the storage on our body, into the brown fat. So that does help with the weight loss as well.
yeah,
So we
yeah.
do know that that plays a part with cryotherapy.
Absolutely, as does the even just the cold water swimming and that sort of thing. The Wim Hof method would also do that for you, but probably on a lesser scale because you're not getting quite the same cold. What do you say to that, Antra?
In this case, I must admit, it would be exactly the opposite, because the reaction to whole body cryotherapy when it comes to metabolism boost, obviously there is metabolism boost because the body needs to warm itself up after exposure. And there is a study showing that if you do it regularly, your resting energy expenditure goes up a little bit, although that margin is very slim. So it's not enough to rely on it to lose a lot of weight. By no means, whole body cryotherapy is a weight loss treatment, although it may help, unless you go home and you feel like hungry in the evening, as you mentioned, and then you eat something extra, and then at the end of the day, you gain weight rather than lose weight. But metabolism boost is stronger in cold water, especially if you are swimming for
Of course, yeah.
extended period of time. I do whole body cryotherapy. I also do cold water immersion. I know from my own body how much more energy it takes for the body to warm up after you have really been
Oh, yeah.
cooled down in cold water. In whole body cryotherapy, we more like we cool the skin. We trigger all those powerful processes, but that's impact on metabolism is stronger in
Yeah.
case of cold water immersion.
Yeah, it does take a lot to warm your body up afterwards, I have to say. And I sometimes joke if I don't have a shower, when I mean, we warm up from the inside, and have a hot drink when we come out of the water and, you know, put warm clothes on, that sort of thing. Then I'll get home and normally just have a shower. But if I have a bath, this is completely apropos, you know. Well, I mean, it does actually, it is connected. But if I have a bath, it's like putting an ice cube in the bath, you know, because the water gets cold so quickly. so quickly. It's just extraordinary. And I've talked to some of my friends who do the same, do the same, and they have a bath afterwards, and they say, yeah, absolutely. You can't linger in a bath after you've been swimming in cold water, because it turns really cold very quickly. And that's because your body is just, it is like an ice cube. And you know, the energy is really struggling to warm up, but it's great for you. And I think it's interesting to know the differences. Thank you for that, Antra, because I think a lot of people might think that this is a shortcut to going for a swim in cold water. Well, fantastic. Well, I think it's great that this kind of therapy is being made available more. And I mean, you're doing a lot of work, and of course, your book is really helping to get the word out there and explaining to people what this is. I know I have friends who have experienced this kind of therapy before, and they have experienced great results from it. But it's not at the top of everybody's list, is it? At the moment, you're out to change that. And so if people buy the book, it's a great introduction, actually, to this kind of therapy. It really explains very well what it is and how people can benefit from it. So I'd say, definitely go and buy the book. But then where can people find out more about you too and what you're doing and where people might be able to access the therapy? So I don't know which one of you wants to answer that one, Antra or Maria.
When it comes to accessing treatment, the best way is just to Google whole body cryotherapy near me, and then
Okay.
you will find
Fair enough.
locations that may be available. In the book, we really tried to distinguish between different types of cold and to explain why all cold is not created equal. So
Yeah.
we know from experience people really confuse cold with cold with cold and say, oh, I don't like cold. At the same time, we have Maria will say the same thing. So many people who say, oh, I hate cold, but I love whole body cryotherapy. Cold water is so much more difficult. It is so much. You need so much more willpower to go into cold water over and over again than you need in dry air cold for 3 minutes. It's pretty much comparable to opening a freezer and initially you put your hand into the freezer to just get the feeling like in a very small scale in this case, but get the feeling how what to expect from the whole body treatment. And it is much easier. And as our dear colleague Jim Donnelly says, cold is great because we need to stress our bodies. It's a positive stress. Choose whatever cold is the most accessible to you. And that will be your way. So if there is no whole body cryotherapy center nearby, then I don't know, do cold shower or cold bath or just dress more lightly going out for a run in winter. But if there is a center nearby, then that may be the easiest, the least time consuming, the least willpower requiring way to reap the benefits of cold.
Well, do you know, I'm very happy swimming in the sea, although I do have to steel myself all through the year in winter as well. I cannot stand under a cold shower. I cannot do it.
JJ, I'm the same. Like I'm all for cryotherapy and I do it almost every day, but you can't get me in a cold shower. So yeah, I can't do cold showers either.
People do, and I my hats off to them when they do, but I can't do it. Maria, you have clinics or, so tell us about where people in the UK can access your clinics, but also, I mean, it's quite widespread in the US as well, isn't it? It's quite common to find a cryo clinic there. But tell us about your clinics here in the UK.
Yeah, so our locations are in central London. We've got one in the City of London, one in Belgravia, and one in St. John's Wood. Open 7 days a week, so everybody can just drop in and try a 3-minute session. So easy enough to find us in London. But to get a copy of the book, where it's available on Amazon, so in the UK and in the US as well, so you can learn more about it and be tempted to come in and try cryotherapy yourself.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today about it, because I think it's really important that people, hear about these things and get to know what they are instead of sitting at home thinking, oh, no, I don't like the sound of that, right? it's really useful for people who might think that it's something that they would like to try. And thank you very much, both of you, for speaking to me today and making the time. And good luck with all of it. And I hope the book does really, really well. It's available now. And as I've said, people might want to go out and buy it and just find out exactly what we're talking about here, if we haven't already helped clarify that. So thank you both very much.
Thank you very
Thank you,
much for
JJ.
having us, JJ. Thank you.
I love it. I guess you choose what works for you in the end. It is a greater commitment to swim in the sea on the Scottish coast every day, but there are added benefits. Watching herons glide over you as you swim, which we did today, sand martins skimming the water in summer if it's a calm day, and gannets at any time of the day or year, diving for fish in the distance while a host of other seaside birds go about their business, being serenaded by the local seals and watching out for dolphins, whales, and orcas. You just don't get that under a cold shower. I know, I'm lucky to live where I do. Still, the next time I'm in London, you might find me heading to one of Maria's London cryo clinics to try cryotherapy for myself. And on that chilly note, we're just about at the end of the show for today. You can find out all about what I'm up to at my website, thepracticalalchemist.uk. I've been focusing on creating a new way forward for me and my work, but I'm gradually making my way back to socials. I've been a bit quiet there lately. All the links are on my website. Part of that new way forward is the podcast I've been creating with tocophobia expert Alexia Leachman. It's called Tick Tocophobia. And we talk about our own experiences with tocophobia, speak with other experts and people who've healed it in themselves. Now, you can find all the links at our website, tick-tocophobia.com. That's tick-tocophobia. The dictionary definition of tocophobia is an intense fear of pregnancy and childbirth, but it is so much more than that. It's a deep-seated anxiety disorder that I didn't even recognise I had until a couple of years ago. And if you know of anyone who might benefit from listening to the podcast, please share the link. It's more common than we know. For now, though, thank you all for listening to this show. Join me next time for more great guests, more information, and more practical alchemy. Until then, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.